This is The World Cafe. I'm Rena Duris. It's not too unusual these days for artists to get discovered by going viral online, like my guest today, Zach Bryan, did when his song Heading South racked up millions of views and streams. But it is a bit unusual that Zach recorded that viral video behind the barracks at his job as an active duty member of the U.S. Navy. But his military work hasn't slowed him down when it comes to making music. Right around the time that video started getting traction in 2019, he released his debut album, Deanne. And in 2020, he released his second, Elizabeth. Today, Zach joins me to talk about his life in music, his life in the military, and what it's been like becoming a viral star. Plus, he shares live performances from some of his songs, beginning with this one, Snow. Zach Bryan on World Cafe.
Heard you like to go out late at night, dance around the amber of the southern light. Knew you were home by the creak in the floor, your foot silhouette under a bedroom door. Driving me home at 7 a.m. your hand in mine like you haven't sent him. Moving and shaking like the ramblers do, after getting through the days I never thought I'd get through. You bring heaven down to me, coursing through my blood I breathe. Bet the angels are jealous of a girl I know. She takes my stain and makes me white as snow. White as snow. Jesus makes sin white as linen, like the sheets that wear in your teeth when you're grinning. Take it away and you give it to God, like the night you dumped out all the liquor I bought. There's a way the grass smells on a summer night, when it's freshly cut, the moisture's right. So nights like these in the August heat, I think the devil's just another boy I can beat. But you bring heaven down to me, coursing through my blood I breathe. I bet the angels are jealous of a girl I know. She takes my stain and makes me white as snow. And white as snow. Would you like to go out late at night, dance around the amber of the southern lights? Knew you were home by the creak in the floor, your foot silhouette under a bedroom door.
That was Zach Bryan performing live for World Cafe. It was his song Snow. Zach is my guest today. Zach, welcome to the World Cafe.
Thank you for having me at the World Cafe. I really appreciate it.
That song we just heard, Snow, is on your 2019 album, Deanne. It was your debut album. You are an active duty member of the U.S. Navy, and we'll get into all that in a bit. But you recorded that album while you were on a break from Navy service, right?
It was a weekend. We recorded that album in 48 hours.
Really?
And we went back to work still. We went back to work still hungover from recording that album. That's how quick we did it. It was crazy.
Could you describe the recording session for Deanne? Like, where were you? What was the setup? Paint us the picture.
It was the funniest and funnest time I've ever had in my entire life. Me and my friends, we were at work Friday. I said, hey guys, I have these songs. You want to come record some music? They said, sure thing. And my buddy Vasquez, he gets on his Airbnb app. He's like, this will work. And we go to this Airbnb in Jacksonville, Florida. We go inside and Vasquez, he's like, I'm going to move everything around. And I'm like, all right. So he moves everything in this apartment, everything. He takes photos off the wall, puts these mattresses up, moves beds, moves dressers. All the chairs are like in front of the door. He gets done and he's like, this works for everyone? And we're like, sure. But then the Airbnb owner comes back to the house after we moved everything around. And he's like, what are y'all doing? And we told him what we were doing. And he stayed for like three songs. He drank beers with us, stayed for the night. Yeah, it was so sick.
Did you ever send him a copy of the album to hear so he could hear the whole thing?
We sent him a vinyl and he left a review. This is so funny. We recorded the end and it blew up. And then he left a review on Airbnb like 2 months later that said, "Real squared away, gentlemen." That was all he said.
That's
and
so great.
We sent him a vinyl and on his guest book at his Airbnb in Jacksonville, Florida, our names are still there. And I spent my last $200. I went so red negatives on my bank account when I bought the microphone that we recorded Deanne on. I had no money when we did that.
When you got that Airbnb, you know, it sounds like it was sort of spontaneous. It did blow up the album. Was that kind of the plan? Like when you bought that microphone, say, did you see that as an investment or were you like, oh, we're just going to go have fun and I want a nice new microphone?
That was it. That was like, I've always recorded and played music. So I knew that I was going to use the microphone, but no, I didn't. I think, not to be a butthole, but I think we were going to return it. I think we were going to record it and return it. And we kept it because it was morally incorrect. But we got the microphone and didn't plan on doing anything with it. We didn't plan on, I wasn't even a musician. I'm still not.
You released Deanne in 2019. It was right around the time you also released a video for your song Heading South, which we're going to hear you play in a second. That's on your latest full-length album, Elizabeth, which came out in 2020. But when you first put that song out, it was as a video. That video, at the time of this interview, has way over 10 million views on YouTube. It's you playing acoustic guitar in the dark. Where are you in that video?
I'm sitting next to the woods in Jacksonville, Florida, and I had been up all day, and I didn't want to play that. I only played it twice, and I was so hot because I'd been practicing like the songs off the end all day, and I was like, hey, I got this one. It was probably like one of the first videos I ever put on YouTube. I didn't even expect it. I didn't even know what YouTube was at that point.
So when you posted that video, how long did it take to start seeing a reaction?
It was a while. Like 3 months went by and then Reddit went crazy. That's when everyone started really, really enjoying it. And like to this day, I can't go anywhere without someone being like, you're the head and south guy.
Well, I mean, what was going through your head when you saw it start to take off?
Well, Deanna just dropped and I had those songs and I was like, my dad kept calling me and I had all these like labels calling me, small Texas labels and stuff, and nothing wrong with those. But, I was just thinking about being a musician. I was like, hey, I want to be a dreamer, you know, I want to freaking send, I just want to, and it was encouraging for a lot of other people too. So I was like, why not? That's how I felt. Everyone in my hometown that I grew up in kind of just gave up on me. And I was like, okay. And so that's why I wrote it. And
yeah,
it's all ironic. It's super ironic. Coincidental.
Here it is, Zach Bryan with Heading South.
A dreamer, and he flew so high and proud in a world full of people out to cut his young heart down. No one ever understood a single word he said, but they cast him to the wolves when he wasn't well and fed. But boys, we've got a riser in our midst, and he will get the last laugh. The last thing he did, and he used to roll around in that red dirt mud, but now he's skipping town and that dreamer's out for blood. So don't stop going south, 'cause they'll let you play your music real damn loud. Don't stop heading south, 'cause they will understand the words that are pouring from your mouth. And that boy, he called his daddy to tell him what he did, as the masses scream the lyrics of a messed up kid. And then he told that old man he was never coming back, be cut down again in a town like that. And then he surely came to learn people come to watch you fall. But he's out to make a name and a fool out of them all. They'll never understand that boy and his kind, 'cause all they comprehend is a worthless dollar sign. So don't stop going south, 'cause they'll let you play your music real damn loud. Don't stop heading south, 'cause they will understand the words that are pouring from your mouth. So don't stop going south, 'cause they'll let you play your music real damn loud. Don't stop heading south, 'cause they will understand the words that are pouring from your mouth.
Heading South, a live performance recorded for World Cafe by my guest today, Zach Bryan. You can find that song on his 2020 album, Elizabeth. You can also find an early viral video version of it on YouTube, which Zach recorded one night while behind the barracks. He's a member of the U.S. Navy. You're still a member. What is a, for people who might not know, what is a typical day for you in the Navy?
I wake up usually at 5. I hop on a ferry boat and then I go to work. I get there around 7, and then we start. Right now I'm on shore duty, luckily, so not too much, but we deliver and load and inspect the missiles, torpedoes. We give ammo to the ranges. We like go to the gun ranges and stuff like that. We give like blasting caps to the EOD guys and stuff like that. But it's a lot of work. We do a lot of inventory and do a lot of accounting, because apparently people like to keep track of the explosives. So pretty much it.
And I think that's a really interesting juxtaposition. You've got life in the military, which is obviously regimented, versus the life of an artist, which I think a lot of people imagine as being like this free-spirited, creative experience. So how do those two lives intersect? Can you write songs while you're on duty, while you're deployed? Does any part of your military training cross over into your like music life?
Honestly, a lot of the songs were written on like deployments, and they kept me busy. Like they kept me from going crazy when we were in the desert or we were somewhere terrible or something like that. It was always so nice to get to go back to wherever I was and like play some music. So it's all been like really like complimentary of each other up until recently, 'cause all the people involved. But yeah, I'm kind of like an abstract guy. Like when I want to like write music and stuff, but I'm also like this second class in the Navy. So it is confusing sometimes to be both, live in both worlds, you know?
I want to ask you about both. First of all, did you always know that you wanted to be in the military?
Yes. Yeah. My whole family was in the military. So of course, yeah, my grandpa, my mom, my dad, my uncle's a 28-year senior chief. My dad's a 24-year master chief. He has a bottle of whiskey sitting on top of his fridge right now that says Master Chief Bryan on it for me.
Whoa.
When I make Master Chief. Yeah. So this all bummed him out quite a bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, how about music? When did music become a part of your life?
It's always been big, but it kind of got bigger when I was 14 and everything. I started like trying to like, I've always been a writer. I've always like liked books and poems and stuff. So I'd write those, and I didn't know how to do it without being the kid who was reading poems, you know? So I was like, I just pick up the guitar and do it like that. And then I did it from the time I was 14 to now, and it's worked out well enough, I guess. But I was always just a sucker for the writing. Yeah.
Now that you know that this much bigger audience is going to hear it than maybe we thought at the very beginning, does that change how you approach writing a song and what you want to share with people?
It genuinely does. And I never thought I would ever change that about myself, but people are, when it comes to an audience, like as big as I've collected, things get pretty weird, you know? So I have approached it differently, and I do write songs differently, because I kind of learned this last year and a half, like where my boundaries need to be with people, where my personal life and my music life need to be, where my professional life needs to be, where, what I need to write about, when I need to write about it and everything. So it's really changed me as a person, but honestly, the music that's coming out of it, it's a lot nicer. It's better. It's happier. It's like easier to listen to, you know. I kind of redirected my life back to God and stuff this year too. So like, I've like kind of gotten a lot happier as a man since I wrote the last album. Like my, I just feel a lot better, you know? So the music is just, the music coming out of that is just like my favorite I've ever written. But what kind of artist, every artist thinks their last song is their best song, but I do feel like that.
Well, I'm excited to hear all the stuff that we're like going to get to hear in the future. We're going to hear you cover a Bruce Springsteen song next, the song I'm on Fire. What does Springsteen mean to you? Why did you choose this to cover for us?
That's probably one of my favorite songs of all time. It's one of my favorite songs. It's one of those songs that you can listen to at any time of the day, doing whatever you're doing. And I'd never do it justice, never do Springsteen justice. I never can. So
I think you did a pretty good job here, Zach.
Heck yeah.
Here is Zach Bryan with I'm on Fire. It's World Cafe.
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone? I got a bad desire. Whoa, 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 I'm on fire. Tell me now, baby, is he good to you? Can he do to you the things that I do? I can take you higher. Whoa, 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 I'm on fire. Whoa, 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 I'm on fire. Sometimes it's like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and old, and cut a 6-inch valley through the middle of my soul. That night I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head. Only you, you can cool my desire. Whoa, 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 I'm on fire. Whoa, 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 I'm on fire. Tell me now, baby, is he good to you? Can he do to you the things that I do? I can take you higher. Whoa, 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 I'm on fire. Whoa, 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 I'm on fire.
Zach Bryan performing Bruce Springsteen's I'm on Fire for World Cafe. Zach is my guest today. I feel like I should say congratulations. We are recording this interview in May 2021, and just about a month ago, you made your debut at the Grand Ole Opry at the age of 24, which is a pretty huge deal.
It was absolutely insane. Most terrifying, probably the most terrifying thing I've ever done.
Yeah. What did the Grand Ole Opry mean to you before you got the call to play? Like, what did that represent to you?
Everyone just knows. So my favorite band in the world is the Turnpike Troubadours. And in one of their songs, they say, I ain't made the opera yet, miss you now, but ain't no sweat. And that's what it meant to me. I was like, oh, okay. So the opera is just, once you get there, you're it. You did it. You can rest easy that night, you know? But obviously everyone's grandpa was such a Grand Ole Opry guy, and anyone playing there, you knew about it and things like that. So it was really hard to play it and him not be there to see it, but it was so beautiful. Like all of it.
Yeah. Could you describe the experience? Like what's it like when it's the day you're going to play the Grand Ole Opry, what happens?
You're laying on the ground in the fitting room and you're saying, I don't know if I can do this. No, my sister and dad were back there with me, and they were hugging me and holding me. They're like, "You're gonna do fine. You're gonna do fine." I was like, "No, I'm not. I'm gonna throw up. I'm gonna throw up on stage." And they were just so cool about it. And I got up there, and it was fine. And everyone there was so supportive. The Opry staff is like, it's like they work at a hospital. They're like the kindest people in the entire world. And they were also welcoming. And afterwards, I was so shaky, but they were all like so like caring about that too. And they like brought food and water and stuff. And they're like, "Good job." And that was the day. And I could not believe it.
It's like you're donating blood. They're like, "Here's a cookie and some juice."
Exactly. They're like, but yeah, it was incredible. I can't even, I had no complaints about that day. Not even one.
Even after all this sort of whirlwind success, which has attracted a lot of interest on the business side of things, you've talked about how you want to stick with your friends that you've been making music with, the ones you made these first couple of albums with. What is it about playing with this specific group of people that clicks for you? What do you love so much about them?
It's the producer and the drummer for me. Like, they're my best friends. They're my Navy best friends. They've literally seen me at my worst, my best, my good times, bad times. And it's not even if they didn't produce it or play the drums on it, they would still be there, hands down, every time. Because they're the ones who originally believed in me. And if I have any ode to them, it'd just be like for them to be always be there, you know? So it's been really cool to like be on that ride with them.
I'm going to read a quote of yours. You said, "I just want to stay true to me and where I belong and who I am as a person. I don't want to rush anything or go anywhere that I don't feel as me as I possibly can." So for you, Zach, what does it mean to stay true to yourself?
That's a good one. No matter what in this life, no matter who is telling you what, no matter where you go, I think the world has a way of pushing people around, and it shouldn't. I think people should just be exactly who they want to be and where they want to be. And whatever makes them happy, they should go to that and let it kill them. And that sounds so cliche and stupid, but it's gotten me in a lot of trouble in my life living like that. But it's also given me some of the best moments and like laughs. And that is what that means to me.
Sort of to my last point, I know you did take a break from social media earlier this year, and social media was such a big part of your path to being recognized by so many people.
Yeah.
What's your relationship to things like Twitter or things like Instagram or whatever?
I love them. I think they're the greatest apps ever created, but they're too much. Like, I think that's why we live in such like an anxious place. All of us all the time are also like depressed and anxious. So I just want to take a step back. I missed my family. I missed going to church. I just missed all that. I missed like taking a deep breath, going on a walk, not looking at my phone, you know. And being a musician too, I kind of always had this like obligation to my following, because starting with Deanne, they're the reasons I am who I am. So I always had this obligation to them to always be available,
right?
And always be the guy who's just a guy, you know? And so I was getting overwhelmed. I was like, I can't do this. And so I just set it down one day. I'm like, I'll come back to it when I'm ready, when I'm happy again, you know? And I was, and I did. I took three and a half months, and it was beautiful. I went camping and running and hiking, and it was amazing. And that's when I drew my boundaries too. I learned where they were.
The last song we're going to hear you perform is Godspeed. What can you tell us about Godspeed before we hear it?
You guys set that up perfectly, but Godspeed is about that. It's about going to where you're moving at Godspeed, where no one knows you except God. No one can judge you except the man upstairs. So live your life to how you want to do it and get to where you want to be.
This is Godspeed. It's Zach Bryan.
Send a postcard from the edge of a place I've never been, and I want to make love hard under the stars in the back of a beat up OK-10, and I want to love a girl who doesn't worry about the pictures when we kiss. wake up one day and not be so hit and miss. Lay in bed all day and call that just pure bliss. Cause I'm moving at God's speed. Only God and my mama know what I need. And I feel the hardwood floors on my knees as I beg you just to take it easy on me. Well, then I wanna see the road melt into the mountains away as I drive. Make it out of this damn town alive. Not let the dreams I shoulder die. Cause I'm moving at God's speed. Only God and my mama know what I need. And I feel the hardwood floors on my knees as I beg you just to take it easy on me. And well, I wanna die an old man with messed up stories of me and all my old friends, and laugh about how we all thought it won't end, and how we all wind up where we begin. Moving at God's speed, where only God and our moms know what we need. And we feel the hardwood floors on our knees as we beg the world to bring us to our feet. Cause I'm moving at God's speed, where only God and my mama know I need. And I feel the hardwood floor on my knees as I beg you just to take it easy on me. Moving at God's speed.
Zach Bryan with a live performance of his song, Godspeed. Zach has been my guest today. It's been such a joy talking to you, Zach. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, guys.
I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe.